My guest is Nancy with G3 Translate. She is a, I'll call it, lifetime friend in the market research world anyway. Nancy, thank you so much for joining me live at IIEX Amsterdam.
I am so excited. Thank you so much, Javen, for having me.
What do you think about the show?
You know, I think it's great. I wasn't sure what to think. I've never been here before to this show, and I thought, let me go check it out, and I'm really impressed. The speakers have been awesome, and some of the conversations that I've had just standing around have been truly inspiring.
So do you have a favorite moment so far? I know it's pretty early in the first day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think my favorite moment this morning, I was chatting with someone who had been talking about a workflow tool that they had developed for an end client they had presented on. And it was just so interesting to see how artificial intelligence is being implemented in market research, and to talk to some of the different software providers here and see where they're going with it. And yeah, it's a little scary and a little exciting. So those kind of things kind of, yeah, rack up well for me.
So G3 Translate, by the way, the official sponsor of the Happy Market Research Podcast. Thank you very much for that. Tell me a little bit about the company and what you guys are working on.
Well, we're foreign language services for market researchers. So all we do is translate your research into a plethora of languages, all different combinations. We do the translations, the transcriptions. And now, after being here and talking to some of the providers, I'm starting to wonder, we've been talking about and working on some engines at G3, and I'm wondering how that AI could come to play in our future.
Oh, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because you can't just translate, like Google Translate doesn't work.
No.
Not in that, it works for, in that, you know, for Google Translate it works, but it doesn't work in real life.
Right. Right. Yes.
And a straight up translation service can't do market research either. I've tried, right? It doesn't translate.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It is a very specific language. So to build something around that in a very specific and meaningful way is a big challenge. But I think it's something that I would like to look into a little further to try to be quicker, faster, more agile. I mean, we're very good with turnaround times now, and our translators are wonderful. But the future is in technology in many ways. So I'm very curious to see how we can make that play out for us.
Yeah, me too. That sounds really exciting. Then you have the opportunity of integrating it into, I've always thought like there's an opportunity in your space for a translation company to integrate into a tool. So I'll pick on Qualtrics, for example. So you've got a survey platform, obviously. International or multi-language is fairly commonplace nowadays. You can't just push button it, right?
Right.
So it would be interesting if there was a way to, you know, inject it in the process, actually have a translate button that would not be Google Translate, but would actually start the process of the translation.
Yes. I don't want to give anything away, but there are some tools that we are talking to about integration.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
I totally nailed it. Okay. You heard it here on Happy Market Research Podcast. So are you going to get to see any of the sites here in Amsterdam?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe. I've been here a few times before. It's a gorgeous city. But yeah, let's see. Let's see what tonight brings.
I'm going to go to Van Gogh tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, it's my plan.
Very nice. It's gorgeous. Do a canal cruise if you can. It's such
nice
weather.
I can only squeeze like one thing in. I can't decide if it's going to be Van Gogh or I know I've heard the canal cruise is a must do.
Evening. After dinner.
Oh, we got Research Club tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, my. Yeah, they really pack us full here, don't they?
We are 100% on this one. It is absolutely crazy. So when you go to a lot of events, right?
Yes.
When you prepare, when you're going to go to an event, do you have some like, I want to get this out of it? Or is there a specific objective in mind?
That's a good question. Well, you always go into an event hoping to get new business out of it. That's always top of mind. But for me, I really like to look and see who's going to be there that I already know. And I look to reconnect and to further develop the relationships that I have with people. I think it's really important to go to these events and to support them, because FaceTime is nothing there's nothing better than FaceTime. There's nothing better than actually being able to like hug your partner and say, hey, how you doing? Face to face, look you in the eye and know who you are. There's no artificial intelligence, no webcam, no telephone, no text message will ever replace that human connection. And these conferences for me are all about human connection.
100%. So. I love that. It's funny. I was talking with somebody else earlier. They were asking me about the impact of AI. And, I've been doing this. I'm 22 years now in the industry. We've seen all kinds of things get injected into the industry. Disruption, change, new methods, massive spending pattern differences, economic downturns. What's funny about the space, though, is consistently it's all about the human beings. Right. So, and that just doesn't change. And so no matter, and that, I think it's very reassuring. If you can see the world through that lens, it becomes a lot less about how sexy your tech is and a lot more about the connections that you make and the depth of those connections. And these kinds of events are actually pretty good for creating a high concentration of people you should know.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Some of my very, very good friends in life have come from these events.
Totally.
I mean, I met you in an event.
Right. I was just going to say, I hope I'm there. My guest today has been Nancy G through Translate. Thanks so much for joining me on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thanks so much, Javen.